From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. In partnership with the Institute of Public Policy at MU, the Women's Foundation of Kansas City is collecting information about Missouri women for a public database, including things like income and employment, education, childcare, and health. KBIA's Hope Kerwin spoke with Wendy Doyle, President and CEO of the Women's Foundation, about how the group identified issues important to Missouri women.
We first began to gather information to help us really narrow the research study by hosting listening posts around the state of Missouri. And we profiled low-income women as well as mid to upper-income women, and to really hear firsthand what the issues are that women are challenged with.
Earlier this month, a national organization called the Alliance for a Just Society released a 2014 Women's Health Report Card, which ranked states based on health coverage, accessibility of care, and health outcomes for women. Missouri was ranked 37th in the country. Do you think this is an accurate ranking of where Missouri is at with women's health care?
That's interesting that was just released, that report card. We have learned from our discussions with our focus groups, our listening post, as well as just with community leaders around the state, is that there is a real need for someone to step forward in a leadership role to present what the issues are in a bipartisan manner, and then to really move forward with trying to seek results.
I know your research isn't over yet, but what has been the most surprising discovery so far?
I think the most surprising issue is that it is consistent regardless of urban, suburban, rural, or metropolitan. Across the board, number one issue is child care. Child care from accessibility for low-income women and quality for mid to upper-income women. And I think that was the biggest surprise, that it's consistent.
How will this new database help other organizations in Missouri who are addressing women's issues?
What is most impressive about the capability of this research and accessibility by the web is that it is real time. So the information will continually be updated and be relevant and timely, so that it is not a research study that once you print, it becomes outdated. So that partnership and that opportunity is really, really important. We want to inform and educate and make the information accessible to as many people as possible so that they can make impact on a local level, in their neighborhood, at a city level, or statewide level.
So after the database is completed in December, how does the Women's Foundation hope to utilize this new tool?
The Women's Foundation is working to focus more on research studies, but then to take it to that next level to get that systemic change and to really see results and impact.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.